We're here on KSOM, KS95. It's time to talk baseball. The baseball season is coming. First games are on Monday, May 19th. Let's start with the Audubon Wheelers and head coach Eric Borkowski. And coach, how do you feel about your baseball team coming into a brand new season?
Oh, I feel pretty confident about the team. I've had the boys for a year under my belt. I've coached them in a lot of different sports, and I just see a good improvement from last year to this year. Kids seemed really involved and want to be there, and just ready to go for the season.
What improvements have you been working on? What things have you been working on to try and improve this team?
One of the biggest things we needed to improve on was our pitching, and I've seen that drastic improvement from all the boys so far going up to the first game, getting ready. We're getting ready for it. And I've even seen it in the hitting. I mean, yeah, we struck out a lot last year, but I'd look at that and I remember that it wasn't a lot of looking strikeouts. We did a lot of swinging. So yeah, we improved our hitting, it looks like, through the winter, and hopefully we can see that in the field as well.
Well, let's talk about the pitching. You used a lot of different pitchers at one point last year, and it seems like there was a lot of young pitchers, only one senior total that threw for you last year. So who are some of the guys that you want to anchor, you're looking to anchor your staff this year?
Oh, I'm looking to use a lot of the same guys as last year besides that one senior, Evan Ault. But I've seen a lot of improvement from Aaron Olson, Carson Wessel, Brody Schultes. That's just a handful of guys. Adam Oberk has done a great job. He did a great job last year, and I see improvement through this year. Jack Stanerson, who got hurt midway through the season last year, he's shown some improvement. Mason Steckler as well. And there's just, like, everybody on the team. If I need to use them to pitch, I think I could use all of them.
Yeah. I mean, do you do that by design, to use a lot of pitchers? I mean, just to keep innings down, pitch counts down?
Well, the biggest part is in 1A, 2A, and all of baseball right now, we're on that pitch count. And I know a lot of the kids could go more than what they are, but I also got to remember we're also going to have 4 games this week, 4 games next week, 5 games the following week. So we got to use our pitchers as best we can looking forward as well. And that's what I did. But, I mean, if I'm getting late in the season or we're in a close ball game and I see somebody doing real well, I'm going to try to push them to their limit. Just because, why not? Let's get the win if we can. And if something happens after they get to where I would like to have them at, then we'll just deal with that.
Yeah. Offensively, I mean, you did, as a team, hit .231 last year. So obviously you may want to improve that. Only one home run last year. There was 25 doubles. So do you feel like this year you're poised to improve? You talked a little bit about it earlier, but what do you have to do to improve the hitting overall?
Well, I just think we got to get more contact with and hopefully get it within the gaps. I'm not so worried about the home runs, but I'd love to see home runs. The biggest thing I tell the boys, let's get the ball and play and make the plays. Because sometimes when you make them try to throw the ball, or especially when it's in that twilight area when it's hard to read fly balls, we get it up in the air, they may miss it, they may lose it, so that could help us out. So like I say, continue to improve on the hitting, which I think we have, just watching throughout the winter, and just ready to get to the game to see if that's a big improvement, and I think we really have, so that's great to see.
Tell me about Brody Schultes. I mean, he seems to be the guy hitting as a sophomore. Hit .384 last year, 12 RBIs, led you in that category, 33 total hits, led you in that category. Tell me about his approach to hitting, and obviously he's kind of setting the pace for you.
Well, last year I always kept telling Brody to wait a little bit. See more than one pitch, and if it hits your eyeballs, don't swing at it. Well, that's Brody Schultes' mentality. If it's anywhere close, I'm going to make contact. And not like I say, his average probably could have been a little higher, but a lot of his hits seem to go right to the center fielder. So maybe this year we can jump his batting average a little bit and he can get it to the gaps and maybe he'll take a few more pitches. But Brody's approach at the plate, I don't want to change a lot because, like you said, he had a high batting average, had a bunch of hits. I mean, he did a great job when he was called upon.
Yeah, he only struck out 8 times, too. I mean, that is huge. And then you got a guy like Aaron Olson, who's just, like, pretty good in every sport, of course. But he hit .337 for you, and that's key. Who are some other guys you're kind of looking to maybe turn their stats around who could be poised to have a big year?
The other one especially from last year, is Carson Wessel and Colton Hanson. Their averages might not have been the best. Even Adam Obrick, those guys made a lot of contact. I mean, if we could go through and look at our contact percentage for a lot of these guys, they were outstanding. And yeah, there were some of those guys that struck out a bit, but they also made contact. We just got to remember to stay patient at the plate, swing at our pitches, and hopefully our averages amongst everybody will go in the correct direction. And like I say, like you said, Aaron Olson's just a great athlete all around. It's great to have him, and let's just hope he can get healthy before the season, and he can be a dangerous weapon on the field.
Yeah. These kids are used to winning in other sports, and yet you only got 2 wins last year. So, you know, how much pride is kind of on the line for them to try and improve that mark this year, especially with so many coming back?
Oh, I think it's a pride thing for all of us. We've had a lot of success in football. They had a great season in basketball. They're having a great season in track. And I think that's just a lot of kids right now. They're ready to get on the field. Let's see what we can do. And I think we can have big improvements from last year. Last year we had to see Will Lutz from Underwood twice. And, I mean, he's a great pitcher. He's young. But we saw, it felt like we saw everybody's ace pitcher. But the other thing we got to work on as well is cutting down on our errors. We had too many easy errors last year, throwing errors, fielding errors. And I think a lot of that could have kept us into some of the games. So hopefully we got that fixed along with hitting and pitching. So, I mean, we're just hoping for a great season again.
Yeah. So what would you say are some of the overall keys for your team to try to improve, to try and take steps forward this year?
I think one of the biggest things is we definitely got to cut down on our errors. I think last year we averaged 6 to 10, if some games, if not more, errors a game. And some of those errors, to me, don't show up in the box score because they're not fielding or throwing errors. To me, some of them are just mental errors. And I think some of that is key. We got to cut down the mental errors in lots of places, even if it is a simple base running thing that we might have been called safe, but to me it's a base running error that we could have done more, or something like that. Throwing errors, they happen. Fielding errors, they happen. But we just got to quit making the mental errors at times.
Well, it all starts on Monday the 19th against West Central Valley at home. And then you go to Griswold the next day. So it'll be strong right out of the gate. We'll see what things develop. Coach, really appreciate your time. And best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Eric Borkowski, head coach for Audubon Baseball, with us here on KSOM.